This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne, and I'm joined in the studio by NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg and also White House correspondent Don Gagne. We are talking about the announcement within this last 40 minutes by President Bush of his second Supreme Court nominee, White House counsel Harriet Myers. He has chosen her to fill the seat vacated by retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Turn to you, Nina. Let's just recap a little bit. Talk to us about Harriet Myers.
Well, Harriet Myers is 60 years old. She is the president's White House counsel. She was the first female partner at a major Texas law firm, first woman to be president of the Dallas Bar, and then for the first woman president of the State Bar. Interestingly, after all that bar experience, she was instrumental in cutting off the Bar Association as a rater of judges. There was a special relationship that with every president since President Eisenhower, including President Eisenhower, who started it. The Bush administration stopped it because they thought that the American Bar Association was too liberal and was dinging some of their nominees for possibly ideological reasons, something that the Bar Association strenuously denied, but that's a by the by. In any event, she was the co-managing partner of her firm in Texas. It was a 400-lawyer firm. So some of her clients included Microsoft, Walt Disney, and she met President Bush socially in the 1980s. She joined his 1994 gubernatorial campaign as counsel and then represented him in a small title dispute. He then rewarded her by giving her the job of cleaning up the scandal-ridden Texas Lottery Commission, which she apparently did quite well. She followed him to Washington when he was elected president and was the White House staff secretary, meaning that she basically oversaw every piece of paper that crossed his desk. And when Alberto Gonzalez moved over from the counsel's job to become attorney general, Harriet Myers became counsel to the president. She's unmarried. She has no children. She is known as a workaholic who gets to work at between 4 and 5 in the morning and then leaves at 10 o'clock at night. She has a number of admirers, and she has some detractors who who think that she angsts over things too much and it takes too long to get things done.
Nina, just from what we know now, what are the biggest issues coming before the court this term, a court that Harriet Myers might well be a justice on?
Well, there are a lot of important issues. Just this week, we're scheduled to hear a case from Oregon testing the Bush administration's challenge to that state's doctor-assisted suicide law called the Death with Dignity Act, which was enacted twice by the voters of the state. And the Bush administration claims that it can yank the prescription writing privileges of any doctor who prescribes drugs to a terminally ill patient to hasten that person's death. So that's a big case. There is an abortion case coming up involving a parental notification statute, in which the question is whether there has to be a health exception to parental notification.
And then also a national security case is coming up.
Well, there are possibly national security cases. They're all waiting in the wings involving the constitutionality of the tribunals that have been set up in Guantanamo Bay and other issues that are on the way down, and the so-called partial birth abortion law is also waiting in the wings. We have it's a big term. We have a lot of cases, and some of them may be divided 4-4, waiting for the new justice to be confirmed. It'll be interesting, though, to know how many of these cases she has had some involvement with and is recused from. Big controversial cases get an okay from the White House before they go ahead. National security stuff, I don't know how involved she's been. I would assume as counsel she's been involved in all of it, and that she would have to disqualify herself from participating in those cases then.
Nina, thanks very much. We'll continue this conversation with you and also Don Gagne, who's here with us.